Many military museums tell the story of an entire war, or perhaps the history of a fort or military outpost. This museum is unusual in that it shares the story of a division that existed but for 3 years. But they were a very important 3 years. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
When you look at all of U.S. military history, the 12th Armored Division existed but 3 years, but it was a very important 3 years.
At the outset of World War II, we had about 500,000 people in the military. By the end of the war, to take Europe and to fight in the Pacific, we had over 11 million. That's a 22-fold increase. So a lot of units were created for World War II and disbanded shortly after.
Bill Lynch's shares the story of the 12th Armored Division Museum in Abilene, Texas. They're often known as the Hellcats. They were the first armed force to ever cross the Danube River under arms. They captured an intact bridge in order to make it to Landsberg concentration camp by April 26, 1945.
Very important, because the Nazis were in the process of destroying concentration camps, removing evidence. We were able to capture one camp before they were able to destroy it.
The Hellcats, as the 12th Armored was dubbed, were a fast-moving, hard-fighting division. Bill says one important decision resulted in the museum that exists today.
General Allen knew that the division was going to be disbanded shortly after the war, and the most important thing he did was appoint battalion historians. They saved not just photographs and after-action reports and got every man's name and address, but more importantly, they preserved artifacts. He wanted to have the raw material of history so that the story wouldn't be lost.
And it has not been lost. Their museum, with those many artifacts, is here, near Camp Berkeley, the site where the 12th Armored Division trained for over a year before heading to Europe. Traveling the countryside, in Abilene, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.